Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2315 and it was recorded on Thursday the 13th of March 2025. I'm Ruth Murray and as usual I am joined by Paul Henderson. Today we have our usual mix of items, news from the city, some letters to the Norwich Evening News and two features which will be read by Robin Quine. And keep listening at the end of today's programme as Chris Skinner will be talking about snails, worms and moles. Lovely. We send a warm welcome to three new listeners this week. Hello and welcome back to Mr. Paul Middleditch from Norwich, Betty from Cossey and Mrs. Patricia Buxton from Norwich. We hope you enjoy the programme.
Hello everyone. We begin our first batch of news items from the Norwich Evening News with an item about bananas that stay fresh and using artificial intelligence on potholes. Change could be on the horizon for fruit salads as pioneering scientists in Norwich have developed a banana that doesn't go brown as quickly. Scientists at Tropic, a plant biotech company based at Norwich Research Park, have developed a genetically modified banana that remains firm, fresh and yellow for up to 24 hours after being peeled or sliced. The breakthrough could significantly reduce food waste by preventing bananas from being brown and mushy shortly after being cut. An improvement on the widely consumed Cavendish variety, the banana has already received approval in the US, Canada, the Philippines, Colombia, and Honduras, and is expected to be available in the UK pending regulatory approval. Gilad Kershon, Tropic's co-founder and CEO, highlighted the consumer and retailer benefits, stating, "The bananas have the same taste, smell and sweetness profile, but the flesh doesn't brown as quickly. This opens up a huge new market for fruit salads and cut fruit products." Tropic scientists achieved the breakthrough by disabling the genes responsible for producing the enzyme that causes browning. Additionally, they are developing disease-resistant bananas to combat Panama disease tropic race 4, a threat to 80% of global banana production. Bananas play a crucial role in global agriculture, with 22 million tons exported annually, primarily from Latin America, contributing up to $14 billion to the global economy.
Artificial intelligence, AI, may be changing the face of the world, but it appears the technology is not quite ready to fix the potholes on Norfolk's roads. Council officers had admitted that a trial using AI to spot and report defects for repair has not lived up to expectations. Norfolk County Council revealed that 3 years ago it had spent several months experimenting with the use of AI to analyse images of Norfolk's road surfaces captured by high-definition cameras. The idea was that the technology would spot the defects and would then arrange repairs. However, the software could not be integrated with the back-office system County Hall uses to record defect information and schedule repair works. And all that meant that the information on defects which was detected by the AI software had to be entered manually to arrange a repair, effectively duplicating the process. So the trial did not go any further. Surrey County Council recently announced it would be using dashboard-mounted AI to spot and photograph potholes and to automatically schedule them for repair.
Norwich's 19th-century prison reformer Elizabeth Fry was hailed during a parliamentary debate to mark International Women's Day as one of the county's MPs revealed he was related to her. The names of a string of inspirational women were put forward during Thursday's debate, with Norwich-born Fry put forward by Jerome Mayhew, Broadland and Fakenham MP. And the Conservative MP revealed, "I'm particularly proud of her because she happens to be my five times great aunt." Elizabeth funded prison schools for the children who were incarcerated along with their mothers in those days. She taught employment skills. She promoted rehabilitation as a concept which was new at that stage. And she developed a wider movement for reform. In 1818, she was the first woman to give evidence to a House of Commons inquiry. Directly because of her campaigning work, we have the Jails Act of 1823 and the Prisons Act of 1835. Her image featured on £5 notes from 2001 until 2016.
Plans have been lodged to build a disabled access ramp at a popular boating location close to the city. Whitlingham Boathouses is based on the River Yare, just outside Norwich, where it provides members ready access to the Broads and beyond. The business has requested permission to expand its facilities with a new pontoon, which would allow wheelchair users to more easily sail, canoe or row from the busy area. A design statement reads, "At present, the access to the river is via a graded concrete ramp, which becomes extremely slippery at high tides. This makes it particularly difficult for rowers and paddlers with disabilities to reach. Their disabilities mean that they have to transfer to a padded mat, and when the water is high, the more disabled are physically manhandled to get them through the water to the floating craft, which is a serious slip hazard. We believe adding a floating pontoon adjacent to the existing concrete ramp would greatly enable a safer way to access the water, and by setting the pontoon back into the bank, there will be no protrusion into the river or disturbance to the Norwich Canoe Club and the Norwich Rowing Club."
A 10-acre wetland designed to reduce the environmental impact of one of the Norwich area's largest housing projects has been given the green light by Broadland District Council. The wetland, roughly the size of six football pitches, will be built on the edge of Dobbs Beck between Rackheath and Spixworth. It forms a key part of the Beeston Park housing development, which will see 600 acres of land north of Sprowston and Old Catton transformed into a major new community. Beeston Park will eventually feature 3,500 homes, two primary schools, a town square for retail and leisure, and around 400 affordable homes. The wetland will act as a natural filtration system using reed beds, wetland plants, wildflowers, and open water areas to strip excess nutrients from wastewater runoff. Concerns were raised about the wetland's proximity to Norwich Airport and potential bird strike risks. However, an environmental report found the risk to be minimal. Phase one, due to begin north of Old Catton, includes 733 homes, a primary school and a pub. The project is part of the Greater Norwich Local Plan, which targets building 45,000 homes across the region by 2038.
Doctors at the closure-threatened Norwich Walk-in Centre are being axed even before its final date is decided. Under the changes, which are designed to save money, patients will instead be seen by nurses. The news emerged days after it was revealed that facility on Rouen Road will either close completely or cut its opening hours from April 2026. The axing of doctors will come in before that point. NHS Norfolk and Waverney is converting the centre into an Advanced Nurse Practitioner-led service, ANP. The facility is already nurse-led. However, patients are also able to see a GP at the centre if their needs cannot be met by a prescribing nurse. Under the latest cost-cutting measures, GPs will no longer be based at the site. Instead, if a patient's needs cannot be met by an ANP, they may instead be seen at the neighbouring Rouen Road medical practice if a doctor is available. Lucy Galvin, leader of the Green Party group at Norwich City Council, says, "Such high levels of cuts out of the blue have a huge impact on staff as well as patients and are clearly not an acceptable way to run a health service that looks after the most vulnerable people." A spokesman from NHS Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board, which is overseeing the changes, said, "Due to the financial challenges from April 2025, Norwich Walk-in Centre will be open 12 hours a day, which is a reduction of 2 hours a day." Meanwhile, hundreds of people have already responded to the consultation over the future of the Rouen Road site. Alex Stewart, Chief Executive of Healthwatch Norfolk, said the organisation had seen an unprecedented response to the plans, with the survey attracting close to 500 responses on the first day alone.